Kasparov phase of this operation is starting now, and that Moscow's goal is the complete liberation of the Donetsk and Luhansk territories in the east. But in an interview with the Associated Press, British military analyst Justin Crump said he doesn't think Russia will broaden its sweep to take control of the entire eastern region of the Ukraine.
Yeah, my inclination at the moment is to think they're going to start to try and isolate individual units. They're not going to go for this big sweeping maneuver because Ukraine showed that they can then go after their supply lines. They can use guerrilla warfare against them. I think they're going to just keep taking chunks of cities and towns in the Donbass. And that's close to what they've done in Mariupol. It's just on a much bigger scale.
In Washington, a senior Defense Department official called the new Russian military operations a prelude for bigger ones to come, saying there's a real possibility it could go on for a while because both sides could be fairly dug in here and be dug in fairly well. Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk says that the eastern city of Kramina is now under the control of Russian forces, which could allow Russia to advance to the regional capital of Kramatorsk. But Ukraine said that it has repulsed 7 different Russian attacks in several battles, destroying 10 tanks and 18 armored units. In the latest reports from the region, Ukrainian security forces report at least one person died and 3 were injured after an explosion rocked the regional capital of Kramatorsk Tuesday. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed Tuesday for a 4-day humanitarian pause in the war in Ukraine to coincide with Orthodox Easter. Speaking at UN headquarters in New York, Guterres noted the new phase of the Russian invasion that began Tuesday and said hundreds of thousands of lives are hanging in the balance.
The onslaught and terrible toll on civilians we have seen so far could pale in comparison to the horror that lies ahead. This cannot be allowed to happen.
Guterres called for a pause in fighting to begin April 21st, which is Holy Thursday in the Orthodox Christian calendar, through April 24th, the date Orthodox Easter is celebrated. Both Ukrainians and Russians observe Easter during this period. Guterres says the pause would allow for the opening of a series of humanitarian corridors to allow civilians who want to leave hostile areas to do so with the assistance of the International Red Cross. It would also allow aid supplies to be delivered to Ukraine's hardest-hit areas. Swedish police say the riots that have shaken several cities and towns in the Nordic country are extremely serious crimes against society and suspect some protesters are linked to criminal gangs that intentionally target police. Sweden has seen unrest and scuffles and violence since last Thursday, triggered by Danish far-right politician Rasmus Paludan's meetings and planned burnings of the Islamic holy book, the Quran. Sweden's national police commander said Monday 26 police and 14 others have been injured in the riots, and 20 police vehicles were destroyed or damaged. The latest violence came Sunday night in the southern city of Malmo, where a school and cars were set on fire. Police said 11 people were detained in relation to that incident. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Tuesday the war in Ukraine is exacerbating food insecurity around the world. Yellen's comments came in Washington during a meeting with members of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, where the focus was the growing crisis over food insecurity and skyrocketing food prices around the world. The loss of commodities due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine is being blamed for the food calamity. Yellen convened the meeting with global leaders to call on international financial institutions to accelerate and deepen their response to countries affected by food issues. Russia and Ukraine produce 14% of the world's wheat supply. A recent UN food report said the global number of undernourished people could reach 33 million people by next year. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russia declared Tuesday it has launched its new offensive for control of eastern Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
A Hits on VOA 1.